My name is Carl Messineo, M-E-S-S-I-N-E-O. What the police did was what's either called keddling or a trap and arrest tactic. It's an unconstitutional tactic. What they did was they allowed people, in fact, led and escorted a large march onto the Brooklyn Bridge, at which at some point they turned around. They said you could not proceed any further. They put up orange netting so that people couldn't proceed backwards. And obviously you're on a bridge. The only other choice is to jump off that bridge. And they basically said, leave the area, don't cross the police lines, don't jump off the bridge, or else you're going to be arrested. And they swept up over 700 people. So the focus of this class action lawsuit, which has been filed by five individuals on behalf of everyone, is to secure relief and to make sure that they can't use the trap and arrest or keddling tactic anymore. Down in Washington, D.C., this is what they did in 2000, 2002. We filed at the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund class action litigation that actually resulted in the outlawing of the trap and arrest tactic. So now, in Washington, D.C., the police are bound by law to not surround demonstrations or to use a surprise tactic where people are just swept off the street by the hundreds. As a consequence of the litigation, which took 10 years, the City Council of Washington, D.C., now that's the site of so many demonstrations. So if they can do it in Washington, D.C., they can do it anywhere. But the D.C. Council took what our demands for relief were and actually enacted them into law so that the statutes in Washington, D.C. now say that unless there is an exceptional circumstance, the police are prohibited. They don't have the legal authority to surround a demonstration. The NYPD need to be restrained. The NYPD are notoriously awful. It used to be the case that the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington was like that, but they've been restrained. The Los Angeles Police Department, they've been pushed back by attorneys associated with the National Lawyers Guild filing legal actions. But the NYPD up here have really not been put in check, and they run reckless. They're violent, they violate people's civil rights, and the focus of our lawsuit is to put an end to that. Well, I think it's important that we lawyers, and I view myself as an activist, and one of my forms of expression is through my lawyering. I mean, it's important. It is an important role and tactic in political movement building. What we do as lawyers is run defense. The point is that the real strength comes from people. The social change has always come from the streets. It's not come from the top. It's not come from the Congress or the president. If you look back historically, the suffragist movement, the civil rights movement, anti-Vietnam War movement, all came from the streets. The problem and the risk is when the police department and the government have the ability to dislodge social justice movements as they're growing, when they're small, before they've reached that critical mass. Our function, or one of our functions as lawyers, is to push back the state and prevent it from disrupting social justice movements before they've reached that point. We are moving expeditiously. We filed the complaint on Tuesday, 3 days after the mass arrest. Judge Rakoff, the federal district court judge, had us in for a hearing 2 days later, set a tight schedule. We are moving forward very quickly, and I'm very pleased about that.